This is PK6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West for Sunday the 26th of April 2020. This week is the Club Focus Week, where we give clubs an opportunity to tell the rest of the world what they're doing. Jeff tells us about a new net commencing on Fridays, and I tell you about a free DV net that runs every day of the week. Dan gives a brief report on yesterday's Anzac Day broadcast. Chris reports from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, and I talk about exploring a new way to get your items onto News West without you having to do all the recording and editing. That sounds exciting, especially for you. And of course, we've got Roy with his helpline, and we couldn't go without Roy, could we? All that and more on News West. Firstly, though, it's our sad duty to make a silent care announcement on the passing of Merv VK6 Charlie Bravo. This tribute was written by Merv's daughter Kim and beautifully read by Bob VK6 KRC and Dan VK6 NAD.
VK6CB. The past year has been a difficult one for your radio buddy, VK6CB. Based in a caravan for the last 18 years, Merv lost the love of his life when he moved, and that was his tower. But he did manage to sneakily erect a less conspicuous antenna with the help of longtime friend Kim, VK6TQ. Knowing Merv's passion and love for the airwaves, how could he retire without access to ham radio? Since first being a witness to the use of radio at the taxi control station in North Perth after school, Merv had a fascination and was drawn to the capabilities and sounds of the airwaves. He joined the Navy as soon as he was able and wanted to get into radar operations. He met his first lady love, an abandoned ship, and that was a dream that never came true. He never swayed his passion for all things electronic, and Dad joined PMG, which turned into Telecom and now Telstra, as an electronics technician, where he met a young man, Kim, VK6TQ. He shared the same passion for CB radio. Dad and Kim would experiment with CBs, going out and finding remote towers in the bush, and have been known to get busted for operating without a ham radio licence by a policeman of the airwaves, Barry Butler, another fine gentleman. The only thing to do was officially become a ham radio operator. In 1972, a very proud day for him, his decision opened up Merv's world to a new and exciting level. It gave him contact to the world and a myriad of like-minded people. Over the years, many people have caught up with Bad, and long-term valuable friendships have been formed. VK6KRC Bob, G0OUF John, GW4RIB Dilwyn, in the overseas contacts, had regular skeds, and many years, and anyone who knows anything to do with radio were welcome at Merv's place, and that was at any time.
Dad always participated in some form, going to amateur events in casino. CQ contests also come to mind, as I grew up listening to the calls and CQ contests being broadcast through the speakers set up all through our house. My recollections of VK6YL, Jill, and VK6ART, Art, on a weekend doing what it was they did on a weekend, a news-type broadcast. Dad would have skeds and track people's whereabouts, and you certainly would not miss a sked. Didn't matter where you were, on holiday, a visit to someone, Dad would still go to the car, or at home we would all listen, because you couldn't miss it when he transmitted from his happy place in his radio shack. It was a criminal offence to miss a sked. Victor Kilo 6 Charlie Baker to you. Victor Kilo 6 Charlie Bullshitter to me. I'd have fun with Dad all the time, using the phonic alphabet until his dying day last Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2020. He was telling me he was Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo Echo Delta. Now the sound of his ho ho ho, as he used to sign off, and throughout his skeds when sending his 73s to whoever he was talking to, are etched firmly in my mind and will be until the day I meet him again. Radio was such a big part of who my dad was. The last few years, Dad's breathlessness has been limited and basically stopped his capability to be able to have those yearned-for radio interactions. It's been cruel knowing how much he loved to sit in his shack, in whatever form it was, and enjoy the company of his fellow ham operators over the airwaves. God forbid he had to start using the phone, but even this became too difficult. Things got way too much health-wise in Albany. He became basically bedridden, and although he had his mental faculties, his body was failing. He had heart valve replacement surgery, and it just went downhill from there. Heart failure, septicemia, kidney failure followed. We moved him closer to me, to a nursing home in Waroona, where he spent from October 2019 until April 2020. Here we found out that he had cancer of the bladder, prostate and spine. His kidneys took him out. He died in his sleep, just as we planned. Funny thing was, his first comment to me once at the nursing home was, "How can we try and run an antenna up that tall post that was outside his room?" I still have Dad's love, his tower, on my property, and will one day love to see it standing proud again in somebody's backyard, as a tribute to my dad and his love of amateur radio. My very loved VK6CB has now changed home base, and he's on a new frequency, a heavenly one. On behalf of Merv, I would like to thank all you wonderful people who had contact, friendship, and shared his passion for all things radio. And from VK6CB, 7-3 to you. Cheers all. Thanks for the good times. It's been a pleasure. VK6CB, signing out. Ho ho ho. I can hear him saying this as plain as day. Written by VK6CB, Junior Wannabe, Daughter Kim.
This virus thing has kept us away from our clubs now for just over a month. Will we forget our clubs and find something else to do? Welcome to Club Focus, and I'm wondering if absence will make our hearts grow fonder, or will something else happen? Will our absence from club meetings and activities result in us dropping our interest in the club, or will we grow a stronger desire to be with our club friends? I don't really know how it will turn out, do you? None of us has been in this situation before. I was only a young kid when the polio thing happened. Apparently there were some restrictions in place, but I was too young to recall much about it. About the only bit I can remember is that we weren't allowed to go swimming. So with our clubs unable to meet face to face, we need to be aware that the members might drift apart. Has anyone thought of strategies that might stop the drift? Furthermore, club movers and shakers will have to think about re-engagement. Will it ever be the same again? Will club rules and what were normal behaviours have to change? There's so much to think about. There's recently been chat about amateur radio contest managers adapting rules for contests in order to maintain the physical separation that we may have to live with for some time yet. There's so much to think about. What about the events we want to run? Wouldn't we like to be able to name a date and get on with it? I know I would. The writing, however, is on the wall. We may not get back to how things were for a long time, if ever. We must plan for how our clubs will look in order for them to survive. The times are indeed changing. And they already have. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Good evening from the northern suburbs of Perth. This is VK6FJLM Jeff. I really hope everyone out there is safe and well in these unprecedented times we live in. In light of the current times that we are in, and the fact that most people are staying at home like myself, and as an example, last Friday night at 7 p.m, I was laying on the lounge with the missus watching television and came to the conclusion that I couldn't do it anymore. So I headed out to the shack. At 7:30 p.m, there ended up being seven of us amateur radio operators having a great session on 2 meter simplex and 80 meters. We were working stations south of Perth and up in to Leeman and Geraldton on both 2 metre simplex and 80 metres when conditions dropped. With that in mind, we are looking to do the same thing this Friday night, being the 24th of April, and subsequent following Friday nights commencing at 7:30 p.m. We will be starting on 146.450 megahertz simplex, whilst monitoring RLM 146.750, and for those that can't work FM, on 3.605 lower. The theme behind the evening is quite simple. A couple of beers, blow out the radio cobwebs, and above all else, have a bundle of laughs. We really hope to hear you guys keying up the mic on Friday night. 73s for now. VK6FJLM and the boys north of the river.
You are listening to VK6ARN.
WA Amateur Radio News is a small club with a big responsibility. Every week we produce the 30-minute News West program. Well, when I say every week, I mean we produce News West every week, but not necessarily 30 minutes. Sometimes we run a bit short, and sometimes we go a bit over. And there's a reason for that, and the reason's simple. As much as we can, we stick to amateur radio-related topics, and also as much as practicable, we try to maintain relevance to Western Australian amateurs. We're always on the lookout for News West contributors, albeit someone who makes occasional contributions, or others willing to have a go at recording items every week and writing them. Give us a yell to find out a bit more. You don't need to be a technical whiz to record stuff these days, unless you want to be. So what else does WA Amateur Radio News do? We do activities like contests, special activations and other stuff, and of course we run events like Perth Tech. Except when you know what pops up and we have to postpone indefinitely. Tell you what though, Perth Tech isn't dead, it's just in isolation, and as soon as we know it's okay to do so, Perth Tech will be rescheduled. New members for WA Amateur Radio News are welcome, and whether you want to become involved in organising and running Perth Tech and similar activities, or to perform a committee task, join the News West team, or just be an ordinary member because you can. Give us a shout. secretary@vk6.net is the email address to use.
Yesterday, on Anzac Day, VK6ARN, using the AX call sign, was honoured to play an Anzac Day broadcast with material kindly provided by the WA branch of the RSL and edited together by News West. This broadcast was simulcast on the linked repeaters, 80 metres, DMR, and then repeated over the Southwest Hub with kind assistance from Ono's F Troop and Mitch and Clayton by DMR. This came about because of the unique COVID-19 situation and was noted during the broadcast by our Premier, Mark McGowan, to be the first Anzac Day where community services had not taken place since the Second World War. We hope the community spirit amongst our population remains long into the future as bugles sounded and the services were listened to from private residences across the country. Perhaps this is a tradition VK6 Amateur Radio should continue. Dan, VK6NAD.
According to the club calendar at VK6.net, there are no club meetings this week. Regular face-to-face meetings for clubs have been stopped for the time being, for you know what. If your club is holding a meeting on air or online in the coming week and it didn't crack a mention, the problem is it's not in the club calendar. But this can be fixed easily. Send an email to newswest@vk6.net. Give details of your meeting or your amended meeting time and date and method. Let us know all the relevant information and say whether it's a once-off meeting or whether it's repeating. You know what I mean? Every third Tuesday, second Saturday after Pentecost, that sort of thing. The only meeting that appears to be happening this week is Prawnheads, meeting via Zoom at 12 noon on Wednesday. Visit the Prawnheads Facebook page to get some details. Now, in next Sunday's edition of News West, we dig up some more history of amateur radio. And don't these themes come around quickly? It only seems like last week we did history, but it wasn't. We'll dig up some amateur radio history that we hope you'll find interesting. And as always, your input is encouraged. If you stumble across any interesting snippets of amateur radio history, send them through. newswest@vk6.net is our email. And speaking of emails, I received an email the other day from Jose, Lima Uniform 5, Delta Kilo India. And Jose reminded me that there's a net on every day that I should listen out for. It's got an international following, and it's on 14.236. 14.236 MHz, and it's using FreeDV in 700D mode. At least that's the mode they start off in. It's early in the morning, however. You never know. This net often links up with a VK3 station, so there is hope for the rest of us to join in. I've just set myself a reminder to switch on the shack about the same time I switch on the coffee at 22.30 UTC. Yes, that's 06.30 for us here in Perth or in Western Australia. Now, if you don't own a FreeDV little black box, you can download the free software app at freedv.org. FreeDV and the codecs it uses are open source, and you can download versions for Windows, OS X, and Linux, Fedora, as well as the source code so that you can roll your own. You'll need an audio interface between your radio and computer, and if you want to transmit as well as listen, you'll need a second sound card. Some interfaces contain a sound card, as do headsets that mount via a USB port. You just need to tell the software which sound card is performing the various tasks. If you haven't managed yet to load up QRZ.com, a Lima Uniform 5 call sign is from Argentina. Yes, the elusive Argentina, which is usually a bit of a problem for us. So have a go. You'll never, never know if you never, never go. Now, the Western Australian Repeater Group is conducting their annual general meeting on Monday, the 4th of May at 7.30pm. The meeting will be conducted on air on the VK6RLM repeater. The output frequency is 146.750 MHz, and no doubt there will also be access via the All-Star or Echolink. Now, in order to simplify the process of conducting the meeting on air, people are asked to nominate for positions or nominate other people for positions prior to the meeting taking place. There's information about the meeting on the Western Australian Repeater Group website, warg.org.au, and all current members have received emails with all the information that they need.
Hello from the WAVHF Group. The club has conducted two on-air meetings, the first being our general meeting for March, and a few weeks later, a net to replace our face-to-face activity days, both on the 2-metre repeater VK6RLM, and thanks to linkage, a reach into regional VK6 and possibly wider. Bob, VK6KW, and Terry, VK6ZLT, facilitated our general meeting with efficient business, concluding after about 40 minutes. Yours truly facilitated the activity day replacement meeting with a dozen plus members. It is gratifying to note the inclusion of some far-flung members who would not have been able to make it in person anyway due to the distances involved. So that's a positive. During the month, we took up the WIA's offer to host video conference meetings using the commercial-grade Google Meet platform. Aidan, VK4APM, and I had an exploratory session a couple of weeks ago, and it was sufficiently successful that accounts were created and several members gave it a try. Unlike Zoom, which is a potential alternative, Google Meet does not require any browser add-ons, which many will see as an advantage. Subsequent demos to a limited population of club members revealed that some had local computer issues that need resolution before we can do this in prime time. However, given sufficient bandwidth into non-NBN regions, video conferencing will prove a boon. For bandwidth reduction, the choice is available for audio only, which would serve the official part of our meetings. For our technical presentations, however, where video would be required, remote participants can enable that on demand. I think we will view this as a work in progress until a little more experience is under our belts. There are alternatives such as Zoom, which has been criticised on a computer security level. However, it should be understood that several universities in VK6 are using it for their online teaching needs with a high level of success and security. We will benefit from the collective experience of others in VK6 and beyond in fine-tuning our virtual meetings, and heartily celebrate when we can once again meet face-to-face without contamination fears. 73 and stay safe. This is Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WA VHF Group.
This is VK6ARN.
Following the success of last week's interview with Jeanne, Vector Echo Zero Juliet Sierra, I've been thinking that perhaps there's a way we can make it easier for individuals and clubs to provide items of news and information for broadcast on News West, because we know you really want to do it, but maybe you're daunted by the time it takes to make and edit the recording. So here's the deal. We're able to take a call with someone using any of the software chat or conferencing apps, and because we use a mixer to handle the audio both ways, the mixer does what it's designed to do and mixes the audio, which we can then record on the go as we go. Then with a bit of editing, it's ready for the news. Without really trying, my computer is already set up with Skype, TeamViewer, Messenger and Zoom. And perhaps there are more. You'd be surprised at how good you sound on air with most of the ums, ahs and ers taken out, along with more embarrassing bloopers, coughs, sneezes and sniffles, and barking dogs. My favourite background noise to get rid of is the toilet flushing. Yes, from my shack, I can hear the dunny go off. To prepare for your online encounter with NewsWest, you could either write a script and read it out, or make a list of important points, and it could turn out into a discussion-come-interview style of thing. We're only limited by our imagination. I'd be interested in what you reckon. Would this open some doors for you? I reckon it could. All I need is a few victims to try it out on. Oh, did I say victims? I meant volunteers. Of course I meant volunteers. If you'd like to give it a go, send us an email to newswest@vk6.net.
Hello, this is Chris, VK3QB, from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. News this week. Firstly, two exams, the Australian Maritime College and remote exams. As I'm sure you're aware, the current amateur radio assessment and call sign administration services that are provided by the Australian Maritime College, the AMC, have, at least in terms of exams, been somewhat in limbo as a result of COVID-19. There is, however, good news as the AMC offers remote assessments. The process has been made as simple as possible, but still must ensure that the security and integrity of the system remains intact. If you wish to undertake a remote or special exam, contact the AMC. Their contact details can be found at amc.edu.au. Click the Industry tab at the top of the page, and then click the Amateur Radio tab in the left-hand column. To undertake remote exams, the candidate must be over 18, have a reliable computer with an internet connection capable of performing video teleconferencing, such as Skype or Zoom, for example. Remote exams are nothing new. The AMC and its network of volunteer assessors have been offering remote and special exams since well before the pandemic hit. But it is a great initiative to promote this process at this time of global shutdown. So go on, get studying to either enter the hobby or to upgrade your license. You can still sit exams and apply for a call sign. With a few adjustments, it's very much business as usual for amateur radio. Now on to 60 metres. Can you help? A reminder from last week. RASA is preparing for ACMA's review of the LCD, and we're starting to listen to what 60-metre signals are being heard here in VK and the potential for interference to primary users. Just a reminder, amateur radio is a secondary service on 60 metres. This means we are secondary to primary users and we must not interfere with them. Most modern transceivers have a general coverage receiver. If you're interested, please spend some time listening on the 60-metre band. The frequencies are 5351 through to 5365 kHz. Send us a log of any signals you hear. Head to our website and download the logging template. Type 60mlog, that's 60mlog, into the search bar and download the template today. Next, RASA stay-at-home nets. Australia joins over 25 other countries in using the special event call sign VI2020 Stay Home. It's a special event call sign that has been issued to the Radio Amateur Society of Australia and will be used to promote the message Stay at Home and encourage all hams around the world to isolate at home and get on air. Join our weekly nets every Thursday at 10:30 Zulu. The schedule and frequencies can be found on our website by typing Stay Home Net into the search bar. If you can't hear us on 80 metres, try listening on an online SDR. Email us with your stories, questions or topics for our nets as you stay home. The email address is vi2020stayhome@outlook.com. Once again, that's vi2020stayhome@outlook.com. Well, that's it for this week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and get on air. This is VI 2020. Stay home. 73.
Greetings once again, one and all. This is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline, the 26th of April. I hope you enjoyed the Anzac Day with a Difference commemoration yesterday. And today we have the following for you in the helpline. I have for sale today a Humax India Romeo 5410Z satellite TV system with a 60-centimeter offset dish antenna or satellite antenna. Asking only $85 for all that good-sounding stuff. A Humax India Romeo 5410 Zulu satellite system. Contact John, VK6 Alpha Uniform, on his email Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima Indian Figure 2 at westnet.com.au. I don't have a phone number at the moment for John, but his email address again is Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India Figure 2 at westnet.com.au. Next item I have from Alec, VK6ALK he's got now. What? ALK, he's changed his call sign from APK. Okay, just to be different. It's Alec. He has a Cushcraft Romeo 6000 six-band vertical antenna covering 20, 17, 15, 12, 10, and all the way up to 6 metres. Complete and accurately assembled in good condition. Can be easily split for safe transportation. And only used 6 months and then placed into dry storage, which means it's nice and new, asking $250. Contact Alec on his new call sign. I didn't know he had it. VK6 Alpha Lima Kilo, he has here, I hope that's correct, at gmail.com. Sounds appropriate anyway. VK6 Alpha Lima Kilo at gmail.com. That's all I have for you for this week. If you have any items for next week, you'll always get in touch with me by email. The address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. 7-3 till next week.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
A couple of weeks ago I told you that I want to move on from producing News West, and that's still what I want to do. I love what I'm doing, however, it's time to hand over to someone else so I can do whatever I want to do next. If you're thinking that you might like to take on the task, don't be backward in coming forward. Don't worry that you'd be displacing me or anyone else. I really would welcome the change, and I'm prepared to ensure a smooth handover. There's a support structure in place to keep News West alive and well, so you only need to concentrate on producing the news. Contact me by email to VK6Papa, Oscar Papa, VK6POP at westnet.com.au, and let's talk about it. Next Saturday is the Harry Angel Memorial Sprint, which is a short duration contest running for 106 minutes, commencing at 6 p.m. Western Standard Time. It's on 80 metres. Have a go. Further details are on the WIA website. And that's your lot for this week. We do History of Amateur Radio next week, and hopefully during the week we might hear of some relaxing of isolation rules. Have you been on air this week? Have you been on air this week? Well, make sure you get on air next week. There's DX running almost every day, and don't forget, working across Australia is DX too. Thanks to the intrepid team of broadcasters who put the news to the air. Thanks to those who collect the callbacks, and to those who maintain the repeaters and other things that carry the news. And thanks to the team this week, Dan VK6NAD, Roy VK6XV, Mike is on isolation leave. Thanks also to casual contributors Jeff and Chris and Bob. I'm Bob VK6POP, the producer. Until next week, 7-3, take care, stay safe, then get on air and make some noise. Thank you.